Being a Los Angeles Rams cheerleader has been an amazing experience.
We're a part of history for LA. You know, we're the first squad for LA in over 20 years.
We're in LA now, so there's so many exciting things going on nonstop to the point where you never know what to expect.
I've had the most amazing season so far. I've gotten to meet amazing friends, and the whole thing has just been way better than I expected.
It keeps me grounded, and it's just been such a blessing to have all these girls and have a team that's going to bring me together with all these people and support LA.
I cheered for another NFL team for 2 seasons, and then I made the move out to LA, and I've been dancing professionally for the past 2 years. And when the Rams were coming, I was just like, you know, I'm going to try out, you know. LA's got NFL again. I like being an NFL cheerleader. It only made sense.
Most of my life, I trained as a ballet dancer. I did it professionally for a moment, but I decided to go back to school and kind of take a different journey, and it kind of led me here, and I couldn't be more happy.
Having my mom be an NFL cheerleader before me has just been such a great experience, because I knew kind of what I was getting myself into before, but and I've had her kind of walking me through everything, making sure that I'm really taking in every moment, because this is an unbelievable experience that I get to be a part of, and it's just really been a blessing that I get to bond with her on this level also.
I've been a dancer my whole life. I've been cheerleading my whole life as well, high school, and then I went to Arizona State University, cheered all 4 years there, moved to LA, did Laker Girls for 2 seasons, and everything happens for a reason, because then, what do you know, an NFL team moves to LA, and I got to audition for the Rams, so what are the odds? And it's amazing. I've always wanted to do NFL, so it's been nothing but pure joy.
I do work at Disney. I'm a full-time performer in a show called Mickey and the Magical Map. And over there, we create magic for the guests. And I transfer that over to here because the fans, the Rams fans, are so awesome that I want to create magic for them as well and really up their experience at the game and also interact with them in the community too. Good.
All right, ladies, listen up. Here's what's going to happen tonight.
Well, as you can see, the girls are back there practicing, and today is a Tuesday, and we're getting ready for our game on Sunday. And typically, when we practice Tuesday, Thursday nights, Tuesday we're learning new material, Thursday we're cleaning it, and Sunday they're performing it.
Today's really special because our upcoming game on Sunday, we have a halftime performance.
So today we're going to be learning a routine to do at halftime with BB Rexha.
Typically, we have 2 feature performance routines that we do at the first quarter break and the third quarter break. So that's not too difficult to prepare for every game day. But this time, the girls are going to be performing a 3-minute number at halftime with a live performer. So we had one extra and quite a big routine to get ready for, 3 minutes long.
This line, raise your hand, you're my first entrance line. When it's time to walk out there, you will walk 1, 2, 3, 4, pivot 5, 6, 7, and you're gonna do it again while the second line picks
4,
up with you. 5, 6.
It's always fun to come to practice because we always kind of don't expect what to get out of the routines. Everything's always different and always fun. But, you know, we all come together as a team and we make the routines happen, and it's just that much more fun on game day to perform them.
The routine is awesome. It went very well. We all vibe and get together so amazingly. The energy here is just awesome. So it's been nothing but joy.
It's kind of stressful, but everyone on this team is very talented and very professional and can pick up things really fast. So I know as a team we'll be able to put on the field as clean and great as we can.
girls just finished learning that routine, and it looked pretty good. So one more rehearsal of it on Thursday, and we'll be ready for halftime on Sunday.
When I'm walking into the Coliseum, I'm kind of nervous, but also really excited for the game. I'm going through the dances in my head and preparing myself, but overall really excited to be there for the fans and to cheer on the Rams.
Rams 360 is connected by AT&T.
When I'm walking into the Coliseum, I'm kind of nervous, but also really excited for the game. I'm going through the dances in my head and preparing myself, but overall really excited to be there for the fans and to cheer on the Rams.
I am excited. We are doing a lot of performing today, and we're announcing our 2017 Pro Bowl cheerleader. So it's just a feeling of excitement and just ready to take on today.
Before our game, we have game day rehearsal, and we rehearse our dances. We do two dances per a game, so we'll rehearse that, and we'll rehearse also our tunnel run out onto the field where we get ready for the players to come out.
We're going to go over halftime first. BB Rex is going to meet us down there. Mickey and I met with her on Friday afternoon. She's very sweet. So she just wanted to. She's never done football before. So she was very, very. She says, well, you tell me what to do. I've never done this before. And I said, there's this thing called the 50-yard line. It's right in the middle of the field. You can't miss it.
So this is our third to last games. We have this game, Christmas Eve and New Year's Day. So I'm excited. I'm just, you know, going out there trying to have fun, trying not to get the nerves get to me too much. Of course, we want to win this game, so we're just going to perform our hearts out. We find out Pro Bowl cheerleader today as well, so I'm just really excited for this game.
Three, four, ribs, five, six, seven, here we go. T, one, two, three, and hit, five. Six, seven, and hit. One, and two, three, and four. And everybody stop right here for a second. All the while remembering where you are right now is up that way, yeah? Okay, good. We just don't want to mess with your logo. Get that together, Stephanie. Boom. Handcuffs.
When we're practicing, like doing all the pregame stuff, really it's just fun because I get to be with all of my teammates who are my best friends, and we get to do what we love, which is dancing. And it's not necessarily stressful getting ready because we practice so much that by the time we're out here, it's kind of just getting us into the groove and getting us ready for the game rather than building up nerves.
These are the Rams cheerleaders, everyone.
Hi,
this is Phoebe.
I don't look as beautiful as you guys do right now, but I will later.
You guys look so great. I love it. I love to live for it.
Here's what's going to happen, Miss Phoebe. Why don't you come right over here? Oh, here, watch this. Right after this. Ready today. There's extra stuff today, but you know, throw it at us and we're ready to do it. So it's gonna be a good day.
Right before kickoff, it's just a lot of adrenaline. You're about to go out the tunnel and you can feel the energy just from the stadium, the fans, the players. Everyone's just super pumped to go out there right now.
Rams 360 is presented by The Parking Spot.
It gets kind of hectic in here. It's a small room, but we all get to be close and get ready together and kind of experience and get hyped up before the game. So we're actually getting ready to just do some pregame appearances. We get to go out and meet the fans that came early, and we all split up and get to see as many people as we can and sign photographs and sell our calendars for charity, so it's a lot of fun.
ready to go out of the tunnel for game day versus Atlanta Falcons. We're so excited.
Before kickoff, it's just a lot of adrenaline. You're about to go out the tunnel and you can feel the energy just from the stadium, the fans, the players. Everyone's just super pumped to go out there right now.
As the Rams prepare for the kickoff, it's time for every man, woman, and child to come to their feet, get out of your seat, and rise with the Rams!
We are ready to go. The Rams will receive, and we are underway.
Get it, girls! Let's own it!
Your Los Angeles Rams cheerleaders. Thank you, ladies.
So right now, we're waiting for the next timeout so we can line up on the field and find out who's chosen to represent the Rams at the Pro Bowl this year.
Rams 360 is presented by American Airlines.
Gentlemen, all of you, these ladies are well known for entertaining fans on the sidelines during the game. The Rams cheerleaders are also ambassadors to the Los Angeles community. This year, the squad is made up of 28 impressive women. Each year, the NFL invites one cheerleader of each NFL team to represent their team at the 2017 Pro Bowl. Representing the Rams in the 2017 Pro Bowl in Orlando, Florida, will be Melissa. Congratulations, Melissa.
Well, I just got Pro Bowl Cheerleader 2017. I'm so honored and humbled for this opportunity, and I hope I represent the organization and my teammates very well out in Orlando.
Melissa was chosen because she's extremely professional, she's well-spoken, she can dance well. She is the complete package of what a Los Angeles Rams cheerleader is.
Well, I heard the first syllable of my name, Ma, and then I was like, wait, what is that? Is that my name? And all of my teammates started coming up to me and shouting at me, so that was confirmation that it was actually me. And I'm just still in disbelief that I got chosen, and I am really honored to have this opportunity.
Melissa's a great representative of this team, and it's so nice to see all other 26 ladies happy for Melissa to represent them as well. So next, we have to go get ready for halftime with BB Rex, though. We've been working all week on that halftime performance, and we're really excited to participate with her. She was so sweet to us at rehearsal, and the girls are really looking forward to it. We can get out.
Rams 360 is presented by American Airlines.
8 seconds remaining. And that will be that as Ryan goes down.
Chip, because Hooper jumping inside. Big sack.
I'm really excited for halftime. It's been a really fun game so far, so I'm ready to dance with BB and get this going. It'll be fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome today's special halftime entertainment, American singer, songwriter, and record producer, BB REXA, to perform her new single, I Got You.
I
see you hurting. I've been through the same thing. Baby, don't you worry, I got you. I just wanna know you. Tell me all your secrets. Looking like you need it.
Los Angeles Rams cheerleaders, thank you.
Incredible, and it's such an amazing energy. I'm so happy I did this. It's so amazing to have worked with the cheerleaders. They're so talented, they're so beautiful, and they have such incredible energy, so I want to thank them.
It couldn't have gone better. It was fantastic. The girls look great. BB was fantastic, like really sexy vibe, really, really cool, catchy song. I've been humming it ever since. BB was really down to earth and a lot of fun to work with, and was really sweet to the girls before and after the performance, so couldn't have gone better.
It's pretty incredible to be able to do a halftime with someone like BB REXHA. That's something that you're never really going to forget, to be able to perform with a, you know, a big-time singer like that. As the game starts to wind down, you know, we just stand here on the sidelines and we cheer on our team. You know, it's still exciting to be here and, you know, be in the moment and cheer on the fans and cheer on the team.
These ladies are so talented that for them to perform, learn a routine on a Tuesday, perform it on a Sunday, it's not a big deal at all. They are amazing and so talented. It's a great group of ladies.
Go Rams!
Rams 360 is brought to you locally by the Acura Season of Performance event.